This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The Trump transition team is promising to roll back some of the financial regulations put in place after the economic crisis. We're covering a lot of different angles of that push. The one we're focused on this morning is the future of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Let's talk about what's ahead now with Lawrence Baxter, a Duke University law professor who follows financial regulations. Lawrence, let's give some context first, because CFPB is relatively new. Politicians on all sides have strong feelings about it. How do they rate its performance so far?
For those who have been very much behind the agency, it's considered very successful. It's levied enormous amounts of fines on different entities, and most publicized recently was Wells Fargo. It has also been a financially very strong agency because its unusual funding system, which is that it is funded out of revenue from the Federal Reserve System that does not require congressional appropriation. And then that brings me to the opponents who believe that it has been an overzealous prosecutorial agency, that there's not enough accountability, and that the CFPB has overreached in areas beyond even the jurisdiction that is defined specifically in the Dodd-Frank Act.
Now, CFPB has been this kind of pinata for congressional Republicans, but with President Trump in the White House, they can have the power to do more about it. What's going to happen to it in 2017?
It is going to be a bitter battle because the founders, as it were, Senator Warren and many other supporters of the CFPB, are deeply invested in it, and they will point to some very serious abuses that were not properly policed before the crisis. On the other hand, Congressman Jeb Hensarling, who's chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, has a what was very much a placeholder bill, the Financial Choice Act, and has now become front and center as the primary vehicle for reform. And there's one whole provision or one whole title of that bill that would fairly significantly reform the agency.
There will be people listening now who are skeptical of big banks, especially after the Wells Fargo scandal. We should say you've been a banker in a past life, so don't take this personally. But what do you say to folks who are worried that a weaker CFPB would mean consumers would get ripped off by financial institutions?
I would say they ought to be worried because it depends what comes out of this reform process. For example, if the financing structure is changed to one that requires congressional appropriations, it is quite possible that they would not have the same influence over consumer lending that they have now. But I think the real opposition is going to come, as it has done ever since Dodd-Frank, from the Chamber of Commerce, because they are the ones who are least regulated and are most vulnerable to an aggressive CFPB set of activities.
Okay, we'll see what happens next. Lawrence Baxter at Duke, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Mark. Thank you.